This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, a good nerf Shavuos on the third day of Yimei Hagbalah, on the last day of Svira, as we count to the treasure on Malchus Sheba Malchus. I welcome you, but no better way to prepare for Shavuos than learning Torah. You're doing the right thing if you're listening to the share. As busy as we are, this is going to a mikveh shaleish. The Torah is a mikveh shaleish. And I want to remind you, if you didn't make it, don't forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, the Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shlom Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. And for the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, the full shleim for the Yom Moshe Ben Chai, so Yaakov and Masi Leah, for the schus of Avram and Yom Benish Mamak Yudis and family, by Yo Klugman and family, also the full shleim for Avigdor Ayub and Rifkin, the Bas Chai, so Yitzhak Ben Si Ben Dush, Rifka Bashi Relea, Chana Basha Shabina, Dvor Basha Shabina, Chai, so Basha Shabina, Moshe Meh Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzhak Mordechai Ben Esther Bracha, and may have been Chai Sode, should have refuah shleima b'seich sheich l'Yisrael. Okay, so if you remember, we said that there's a difference between a vessel that was re'uah, that was weakened, started to crack, and a broken vessel. A vessel that's weakened, if it could hold and not fall apart a half a kag of gregoris, it's still mekabel tuma. A gistera, a broken keli, if it has a hole where liquid leaks out of, it's already tahar. So the Mishnah says, Ezo hi gistera, one constitutes a gistera, kol shenitlu ozna, if its handles were removed, once its handles were removed, you can't carry it easily, it's a gistera. Hayuba chidudin yotzen, if it had sharp edges coming out, and in other words, if the top of the barrel is broken and there are jagged edges on the top of the barrel, kolam kabel ima bezesim, if the jagged edges still could hold olives, mitame b'maga, then something that touches it outside is tame, ukenegdai, and opposite the jagged edges, mitame ba'aver, it's mitame in its airspace. But v'kol she'ena mekabeli ma'bazesim, but if in that area where the edges are, it will not accept olives, then metame b'maga, it still contaminates when something touches it outside, but ve'en k'negdei metame b'aver, but opposite those pieces that are too far apart, if a sheretz is dangled, it will not be tame. Hoysemut al tzida, if a broken keli is lying on its side, k'min katedra, like a type of a chair that is enclosed in three sides, kolam kabel ima bezesim, any place where it could hold olives, metame b'maga, or kenegdei metame ba'aver, opposite it is metame, what goes in its interior, v'kol she'ena mekabel ima bezesim, as we said, metame b'maga, it's metame upon touch outside, but within its jagged edges, it's not metame in its airspace. Now here, we have broken vessels that are pointed, and normally we say that if it can't sit on the ground, it's tar. But here, the reason why it's pointed edges is because it's made to sit in another receptacle. So, shulei kurfiyos, bottom of the vessels that are from Kurfi, Vishule Kaisim Atsidainim, and the Shule Kaisim, this was a vessel that sat in a tripod. Afal Pisha'ena Yechaylim Leishiv Shaloit Misumachim, even though they cannot sit, not propped up, Tmeim, Shalachay Nasu Mitchilosim, they were made to be supported in another vessel. It's like, this is very similar to the case of Lapid, the torch, that even though it had a pointed bottom, but since it was meant to be put in a pole, it's Mekabel Tumah. Now here we have a really, really interesting case. We have a Klei Cheres, sometimes it's with a Samach, sometimes with Sin, Sheyesh Lo Shalosh Sefoyas. It has three rims. In the opening of the keli, there's three rims. So some are decorative. So hapnimius oidefes al hakol. Hapnimius oidefes. If the inner rim is the highest one, and that's the one that gets into the keli, then hakol tar. The in between the inner rim and the second rim, and in between the second rim and the third rim, is tar, because that's not part of the keli. Hachitzaynoi defes, if the outer one is the highest one, so then everything is embraced inside the outer one, then hakol tameh. What about if ha'emtziyos oidefes? What about if the middle rim is the highest rim? So then, in such a case, mimeno v'lifnim, from it, the middle one, and within, tame. Mimeno v'lechutz, from it and out, towards the outside rim, is tar. That's the resolution. What about if hayu shavos? If there's three rims and they're all the same size? Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, chokin ha'emtzayis. We divide the middle section. In other words, the space between the middle rim and the inner rim, half is tame and half is tar. V'chachamim aimim, no, hakol tar. Everything outside of the inner rim is tar, because it's only that one that counts as the interior of the keli. Now, klei cheres me'emasai mekablim tumah. At what point is an earthenware considered nigmar melachtai and it's mekabel tumah? So the opinion of the Chachamim, and the Gemara will say, this is what Rabbi Yochanan quotes, when it's baked in the kiln, or as we said, there's another pronunciation, the kiln, because that's when it is considered completed. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I want to remind you that if it's, I don't know, you might be listening to this in the West Coast or somewhere else where it's still early in the day, please listen to my Shavuos Gems, and also there's a great share about David HaMelech for the Shabbos Rus table. So check that out as well. I want to remind you to make an Erev of Tavshilin. If you didn't count three, you could still say 49 without the bracha. You should use the Shavuos to make a commitment to Hashem that this year I'm going to make more time for Torah. I'm going to have maybe a new Seder. I'm going to tackle a new Sefer. I'm going to make a place in my house special where I sit and learn. But really think about adding to your learning output. Remember, that's, after all, the best preparation for the next world. You know, people like to put away money in an IRA or for their retirement. Well, the big retirement is the next world. And the best way to prepare for the next world is by learning Torah. That's why we stay up the whole night tonight. We stay up the whole night because we show that we want to put ourselves out for Torah. We want to stretch ourselves for Torah. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful Yom Tov and a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.